Tell us a little bit about how you landed the character of Shirley Partridge and what the character was for you when they explained it to you.
Well, they said it was of course a singing group, a singing family, and it was based on a real live singing group called the Cowsills. And they had been a family up in Northern California, and so the script was sort of loosely based on their life. And when I read it, I wasn't really in the market at the moment for doing a television series, but I thought, well, this is really very unusual and fun. And, it has all the good elements of a sitcom. So I was excited about it, and I had a funny feeling it was going to be a hit. Well, it was.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't think it was going to be around 20 years later, or how
No,
many?
I didn't exactly. No.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's interesting about one thing. I was watching the show last night. In fact, we're going to play. This is a clip right here. Listen carefully, folks. This is a clip of Shirley Jones from the show The Partridge Family, on a show where Shirley went back to college.
Are hot for their relatives.
We
said you'd get mixed up with some kind of protest
bunch. I thought you had to be over 30 to be that establishment.
Maybe it's inches instead of years.
Look, I'm going to stay out of the limelight as much as possible. That's why I enrolled under my maiden name.
Oh, we want you to know that we think it's great, Mom.
I'm glad. Just had a need to broaden my horizons a little, that's all.
Oh, that's just an excuse. Admit it. We're getting too smart for you.
You certainly are.
Look, I really do have to go. Bye, kids.
Bye. Here's a present, Mom.
Oh, a color book and crayons. Thank you, Tracy.
We'll give you something to do on your blanket during this period.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mom. Come straight home from school.
Don't take candy from strangers.
Look both ways before crossing the street. Necessity is the mother of invention.
That was a cut from the a very, very funny episode where you went to college, and it was funny.
I remembered it.
Yeah, it was on last night on Nickelodeon at 8 o'clock, and it's kind of funny to watch it now, but you know, it really stands up quite well for time.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, it's a charming show, but the humor is wonderful. I mean, the scenes between Danny and Dave Madden and of course, David Cassidy, you know, who's really, I think... His humor in the shows is just great. People forget what a wonderful comedian David is. And, they think of him as a singer, but his comedy is wonderful in the show.
He became bigger than life on that show. I mean, he was the teeny bopper idol of millions. Did the rest of the cast get jealous of his success?
No. Everybody was very excited for David, because they knew that it happened out of the show, and they felt a big part of his success.